I just like to add a little thought on understanding. And my thoughts came to a couple of people who had understanding. But connected with understanding, there's the Spirit of God that has to give us the understanding. There's the words of the book. There's the Word of God. But only the Spirit of God could give us the understanding. And who does the Holy Spirit give understanding to? It is the people who are prepared. I think it's in First Chronicles. The children of Issachar had understanding of the times as to what Israel ought to do. And there's the emphasis of what Israel ought to do based on the understanding that they are given. And we're going to spend this week a few hours in the Word of God. And if we're in it without the Holy Spirit's help, it's going to be just time spent. So we need to be praying, each of us, that's an individual thing, that you pray that the Holy Spirit would give you the understanding, because it's an individual thing. And the other one that I was thinking of is also, I guess it might be around the same time as Nehemiah, and that's Daniel. In Daniel 9 it says that he... In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years. So he was reading, and the Holy Spirit gave him understanding. And then later on, he was given more understanding. O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. So Daniel was, in a sense, in a different league than everyone else around him. He was a man who was holy and separated to the Lord. He would not defile himself. And therefore, the Lord saw in him a fit vessel to give understanding. So there's the preparedness, and there's the willingness to do, to live out what God gives us understanding.
It will be helpful to, as we are approaching this, to take something in for us as young ones. And allow me to make a quick application that will help our setting a little bit. I certainly believe that it could be applied, that the scripture highlights men and women. That speaks of maturity, definitely. And there was those that could understand. I have no question in my mind that could be children in an age of the young people that we have presently. And the Spirit of God, because it indwells every believer, is able to give any person the understanding needed to understand the Word of God. But the secret is this. You see, the principles of God, they don't change. And let me bring a practical example by the Lord Himself. There are three features here that you will see in Luke 24. The first thing is that the Lord, with the two disciples of Emmaus, He opened their eyes. And I certainly believe that's something that we all need to allow the Lord to do, to open my eyes as to see the place where I need to be. The second thing he opens the scriptures, right? If you read Luke 24, that's the sequential thing that's taking place. So he opens their eyes to see the place. He opens the scriptures so that God could speak. But the last opening in the Luke chapter 24, he opens their understanding. So whatever level we are in, it is the work of the Lord to open your understanding and mind, to take the Word of God, make it precious in my own soul, and allow the Word of God to be the blueprint of what and how do I need to live here as a young believer, since we are in this conference this week.
Yeah, I think we need to be careful. Like Joe said, there's different levels of understanding. But if we're in a lower level, we can't say, well, that's too much for me. In James 1, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. So we can't just say, no, that's too much for me, even though we might not understand it, but we can the Spirit of God will show it to us.
And I think you see that in these people, because there were those, some that couldn't understand, but all the ears of the people were attentive to hear the Word of God. And it's just practical for us that there might be portions in the Word of God that I don't understand, and maybe I don't read them as attentively as I do the portions I do understand. But every word of God is inspired, and every word, maybe the passages I don't understand, they're just as much the Word of God as the passages I do understand. And I need to read them as attentively as I do the ones that are maybe simpler for me. So it's just, and these people, they had a real thirst for the Word of God, and they had a real respect for God's Word, and they heard every word attentively. It's just a challenge for us that sometimes we don't read this as attentively as we should, and maybe because we don't understand it, but we have the Spirit of God, and if any lack wisdom, let him pray to God who gives freely.
Thank God for the older brothers that Jeffrey had to read through, because, you know, and we have some here that it says in verse 7, cause the people to understand, 8, cause the people to understand, and so we ask God for wisdom, and he gives it to us, and a lot of times it's through people who have spent many years learning and understanding the scripture. So just for us younger people here, we should really be thankful to God for older brethren in our assemblies, and even here. Sometimes we think they're old-fashioned and maybe not up on the times, but they have more wisdom than we think, than we could possibly think, and it's a wonderful thing to use them as a resource. I assume these people in 4 and 7 were older. I'm just talking as a younger person.
Just a couple of verses. In Luke chapter 9, verse 44 and 45, I'm going to read verse 43 so we get the context. It says, Luke chapter 9, verse 43, they were all astonished at the mighty power of God. But while they marveled, everyone at all things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, let these sayings sink down into your ears. For the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. But they understood not this saying. It was hidden from them that they perceived it not, and they feared to ask him of that saying. And if you could turn to Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9, and this is a familiar verse to us. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One understanding. The disciples in the Gospel of Luke, they could hear the words that the Lord spoke. But understanding goes a little bit further. He said to them, get these things deep down in your ears. You know, the world today, they want to take the little earbuds, and they want to push them down into the ear canal, so that the music or whatever we're listening to gets down into your very psyche, your brain. It's more than just words. Sometimes young people listen to music, and when someone points out what the words are saying, they're horrified because they haven't had the understanding of what they are listening to. And so the scriptures here really breaks it down, I think, in a very simplistic way for us. Understanding, very simply for God, is, number one, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One, understanding. So in the book of Nehemiah, what we have before us, the book of the law had really been a rare thing for this generation. They had been in bondage. Captors were not going to allow them to enjoy the book of the law of Moses, which God had given to them. But God had brought about recovery for them and freedom. And so now there was this desire to have the book of the law of Moses in this center, for them to hear the word. They wanted Ezra just to read the book. And we said last night, and I think it is, it's appropriate, that we should just love reading the scriptures. We think we've got to turn on the television to find some of the epic classic battles. Right? You can go into scriptures and you can find that. If you want to find love stories, you can find it in the scriptures. The greatest love story, God sending his son for us. The love story found in the book of Solomon. But in addition to reading and loving the book, the understanding of it means that it's got to go deeper than just the surface reading. And I think that this is what we want for ourselves and what the Lord was saying to his disciples. He was telling them that he was going to be delivered up. In Luke chapter 24, the people, their hearts were dismayed because they heard the words, but they didn't. It didn't sink deep. It wasn't in their understanding. And therefore, as Brother John just said, the Lord had to bring the two on the road to Emmaus to the point where he opened up the scriptures to them, though he was veiled from them because they didn't know who he was. And the very last thing, after he opened up the scriptures concerning himself, then he opened up their understanding. So for us as young people, we have to hear the word of God, but then we have to know the person that the scriptures are about. That is where we get understanding.